Welcome to Digital Business, brought to you by UMIS Consultancy. My name's Stuart Blake, and today I'm joined by David Taplin. Hi, David.
Hi, Stuart.
So how long does it take the average business to get a return on investment from social media marketing?
That is the golden question.
It certainly is.
That is the question that every business wants to know. There's no average time for a business to gain ROI, but there are a few factors that come into play with regards to how they can get a return on their investment with social media marketing. The first is the amount of effort they're prepared to put in order to get return. So when I say effort, I mean the amount of time that it takes them to come up with a good strategy, to put some good goals in place and understand what those goals are and how they're going to achieve them, to put the relevant methods of analysing and tracking in place so that they know where they're going right, where they're going wrong, and keep them on track. And also the amount of time that the business is prepared to invest in order to nurture the fans and the followers that they're actually building.
So what can a business do to improve their chances of getting great return on investment?
Like I say, the amount of effort that you're prepared to put in as a business will have a big effect on how quick you can get a return on investment from social media. But there are other tools that can come into play here. Twitter, for example, Facebook, and many of the other channels actually have marketing and paid advertising in place. So you should, in the early stages anyway, utilise these channels. You don't need to spend a great deal, but because these social channels are collecting all of your information as and when you register, they can target markets very, very specifically. And just by investing a little bit of money up front, you'll start to target your adverts and your message out to specifically the base of people that you're after. So paid advertising is another method that I would highly recommend using in the initial stages in order to look to try and get some return on investment for social media marketing.
Well, how do you fast track this? How do you make it go quicker? How do you speed things up? But perhaps that's the way forward, is it?
Yes, so I would say it's a combination of things really. Effort, a little bit of paid advertising, but potentially also the type of material that you're posting. It's really good to try and give some sort of incentive for people, your fans, your followers, to be able to engage with you. So it doesn't necessarily need to be viral information straight off the bat, but just good, useful information like infographics, really good presentations, and information they feel that they're getting for free is a really good tool to start to build fast engagement, start to get people to spread your word, send them to your site, and ultimately to get them to buy.
I guess that's a combination of showing your abilities and expertise in an area, educating your customers, and being able to give it away for free in an effort to help your customers engage with your product.
That's right, yeah. I mean, like we've said in previous podcasts, the idea of social media channels is to start to build engagement and start to build that bond between people without the view to making a quick sale. So the only way really that you're going to be able to be effective on social media marketing and to get your return is to start off with a softly, softly approach and start to build relationships before the hard sale.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you for listening to Digital Business. For further information on this or any of our podcasts, please visit www.umisconsultancy.com.